Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wrapping up means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 504 in that continuing series as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We're up to 64 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now, bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Danny Zaplatal. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. How you doing?
We're doing well. Speaking to you at your home in Texas?
I'm actually on the road, but yeah, I'm in Ennis.
Okay.
Headed outside, a little bit outside of Ennis, yeah.
Okay, and that's where you make home. Were you born and raised there, Danny?
I was born in Ennis, but I lived in Houston for 10 years and Austin for 5 years, and I came back.
Okay.
And been there since 1991.
All right, very good. And family situation, mom and dad, who were they?
My dad was Raymond Zaplatal. My mom is Pat Zaplatal.
Uh-huh.
I have four sisters and two brothers. One sister plays in the band with us, checking in some.
Okay. Very good. And, family, married, or kids, or anything?
I am married. Been married going on 38 years, I believe.
Okay.
Something like that. Let's see. Yeah, 38 years. And I have two kids. I have a daughter that's 31 and a son that's 28, and my son plays in the band as well.
Well, good. That's good. Some continuity there. That is great. You bet. Where'd you go to school, Danny?
I graduated from Ennis High School, and I went to Southwest Texas University for a couple of years.
Okay. Now, music, your main career, or did you have something else that pays the bills?
No, I have something else that pays the bills. I work for a large steel company. Well, not a large steel, a steel company.
Uh-huh.
And we play music just as a hobby on the weekends.
Okay.
And been doing it for a long time.
Well, great. And picked that up in school, or how did you get started in music?
Well, my dad played trumpet as well, and my mom played piano. My dad had a band back in the 60s. Matter of fact, my mom and dad met playing in a polka band together back in the 50s.
Really?
And
neat.
Yeah, so it was part of my life.
Okay. Very, very good. Now, I know you told me you play the trumpet. You play any other instruments, or is that the main one there?
That's the main one. I'll play some rhythm piano, but mainly trumpet.
Okay. All right. Did you do any time in the service or anything like that, or play any trumpet in college?
I did play some trumpet in college. I started out as a music major.
Oh, okay.
And quickly changed that. I wasn't meant to be a teacher.
Okay.
or play professionally, so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't spend any time in the service.
Okay.
And God bless all those people that do.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. Yeah, we thank them for their service. You bet. You bet.
Absolutely.
So, did you start out right away playing? I mean, start the band check and then some, or did you have a few steps along the way?
No, I started playing in 1980 full time with the Texas Dutchman, Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman.
Oh, okay.
And with work, traveling for work, and then having two little ones, it made it difficult because the band was based out of Houston, Texas. So it made it difficult to get home from traveling during the week and turn around and travel to play music. And, you know, my wife leaving her with the two kids, that was pretty tough. So my brother-in-law and I got started by accident checking in some. A friend needed a band to play for his sister's 50th anniversary, and we put something together, and it worked pretty good, and it stuck. So we've been playing since 1997.
All right. And is that the style of music that you guys primarily play, is the Czech style then?
Yes. I mean, we play a little bit of everything, but our predominant is going to be Czech.
Okay. Well, we've got some pockets of Czechs up in this country here, primarily down in that New Prague, Minnesota area, Montgomery, Minnesota area. And those people are very proud of their heritage, their Czech style.
Yeah, the Czechs are, we're proud of our heritage, and, you know, it's which is a good thing. You know, just like the Germans, they're proud as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we like to keep that tradition going.
You bet. So talk a little bit about the Czech and then some band. What's the instrumentation and some of the players that are today, maybe some of them that are from yesteryear, and what they play? Can you give us a little history there?
Sure. We use two trumpets. Most gigs we use two saxes, but on quite a few gigs we do use three saxes, and they trade off on clarinet, accordion, drums, and then a bass guitar. Most polka bands in Texas, we use bass guitar over tuba. And not that there's a preference, but there's not a lot of tuba players down here in polka music, so
okay.
we use the bass guitar in its place.
Uh-huh. Very good.
He makes it sound like a tuba pretty well, though.
Okay.
He plays it really short.
Care to mention the names of the players right now currently with the Czech and Ninsum and what they play?
Sure. Well, I'll start with my brother-in-law, David Slovak. He plays the accordion, and he's the owner with myself. He's a co-owner. Then my sister, David's wife, Michelle Slovak, she plays sax and clarinet. Then David's sister also plays sax and clarinet. My son plays trumpet and guitar. Jennifer Slovak's husband, Zeke Martinez, plays the drums. And then John Schumacher plays the bass guitar. David Zarnick plays sax and clarinet on quite a few gigs. And then Jerry Petter also plays piano on quite a few gigs, just depending on what type of gig it is and what type of music we're having to play.
Okay. Very good.
That's the current checking in some. And we've been together. This band's been together since 2011.
Wow. That's a good run.
And it's a family band, so that helps.
You bet. Oh, that's wonderful. You've got some recordings out. How many have you got out now, Odd?
There's, I think, a total of 8 recordings, but we have like 5. I think there's 5 of them that's still available.
Okay.
The first two or three we didn't redo.
Okay.
So there's 8 or 9 of them.
Very good.
And you can find our music on Spotify, Apple Music, all the digital outlets. Our music, if you have any of those outlets on digital music, you can find checking in some of the music there.
Oh, that's wonderful. And in the next segment here, after we let you go, we're going to play some of that music. You've provided me with some of your music, and we carry it up here at our location. So nice sounding band. I really enjoy your music, so it's got a good sound.
Thank you. And I appreciate you carrying our music. We, you know, like to get it out as many places as we can. We just took a tour of Czech Republic last year. This is our second tour to play in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, and you know, nowadays travel is so much in the forefront. I mean, we've got people up here that are snowbirds that routinely every year go to Texas, Arizona, California for the winter. And I've had people tell me that they winter in Anus or in Mission, Texas, and a lot of them are musicians. They bring their music right with them and play right there with you. So, yeah, it's a fun thing.
It is, and there's a lot of people that do go, and that they go. A lot of them go down to South Texas, where you said Mission, and further down there. And there's Far Texas. There's a lot of people that. That come from up north and stay the winter
Texas
and Arizona.
Now, in proximity, where is Anus? Is that more in the northern portion of Texas?
It is. It's 30 miles south of Dallas.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. So, and I know we've got common musician friends that that we both know in common. So we're going to start with Molly B. I know she goes down to your area quite regularly. You know her well, I'm sure.
We do. Ted and Molly are good friends. Matter of fact, Ted helped us record our last, he was our mixing engineer and one of our recording engineers on our latest CD.
Okay.
So we've been good friends for quite a while.
Well, that's great. And, yeah, well-known up in this area. And, of course, they are TV personalities with Molly B. Polka Show. So I get to hear from a lot of folks that watch that RFD channel and see them playing their music, promoting it. And, of course, she's done a lot of tapings. Have you been on her tapings already?
Yes. We've recorded for Molly two or three times. I think she's been in Texas. I think she came to Ennis to film twice, and we were on it both times.
Oh, okay. Very, very good. All right. And you mentioned Dave Slovak, your brother-in-law. Now, he's got some recordings out on his own, too, huh?
He does. He plays, his main instrument is accordion, but he also plays the tuba, the drums. He can play the sax. He can play the trumpet. He can play bass guitar. He can play them all.
Okay. Yeah,
so.
I didn't connect the dots there. When you mentioned his name, I thought, oh, I think we've had him on the show already before. So I didn't realize he was part of the Check and Then Some band.
Yes.
So I learned something today.
One of the co-owners.
All righty. Well, that's great. And talk about some of your favorite songs to play, Danny. I need to grab an ad here for coming up, and so I got to run across the room. So I'll let you ramble on some of the music you like to play.
Okay, there's a lot of good polkas and waltzes out there. You know, Three Yanks Polka. You know, we actually played a Dorschner arrangement of that. Rocket Pilot Polka is we got from Norm Wilkie and the Little Fisherman. Like to play a lot of the Czech stuff as well. A lot of Ernie Kachera tunes, like If I Were a Bird Polka. We recorded one from the Czech Republic called Zahody Waltz. We had Evan Vasek from the Czech Republic sing with us, which is a real beautiful waltz. Man, there's just so many good polkas and waltzes. I can't name them all. Today Your Mind Polka is an old Jerry Mazenitz tune that's a real good polka. The Blue Eyed Dolly Waltz is always a favorite down here in Texas. A lot of people in Texas like to hear the Czech vocals.
Okay.
We have a lot of Czechs living in Central Texas and North Texas and just throughout Texas, a lot of Czech folks. So
perfect.
And a lot of good Czech vocals and waltzes.
And I'm looking at one of the CDs that you sent me, and it's called A Texas Tribute to Ernie Kachera. Now, is that your band playing Ernie Kachera's arrangements?
Well, it is. It's not all of us. It's David Zarnik, myself, David Slovak. My mom actually plays a couple of tunes on there. Zeke Martinez, our drummer, and then we actually use a tuba on that. My good friend, he played with the Texas Dutchman for 40 plus years. Branch Litke, he plays the bass horn. So it is mostly checking in some. And that's a tribute to Ernie, and we play Ernie's arrangements.
You bet. And Ernie was a band from what, Nebraska?
Yes, Abby, Nebraska.
Okay.
He had the title Nebraska's number one polka band.
Ah, yes.
And he would tour down to Texas every year. And my mom and dad went up to Nebraska back in probably 63, 64. and saw Ernie for the first time, and they brought him to Texas, and he started making his way down, and we were good friends. Our families were good friends for many years.
Well, that's neat. And I will say, having the music service that I carry, I get a lot of requests for Ernie Cachera music. People really liked his music. And unfortunately, he's no longer living. He's gone. And looks like his music has pretty much been discontinued. So,
really? I can send you some of his music.
Oh, perfect. It is still available?
So you can play it. You know, I don't know for a fact. I know Big Joe, before he passed away, he had a lot of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody took over Big Joe's record sales.
No.
But he had back in the day, and maybe Chuck Stosny might have some of his recordings.
Okay.
I'm not positive on that. But yep. I can send you some in Dropbox where you can play them on your program.
Oh, very good. Very good. That's wonderful. Well, Danny, if you can hold that thought for just a moment here, we've reached 12 o'clock in central Minnesota. I need to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you, continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. Have you had a chance to try some homemade St. Joe Meat Market hot dogs recently? They are really good. Skin on or skinless, they are all meat, juicy and flavorful. Just think of one coming off the grill, piping hot, with some ketchup and mustard or relish on in a bun. Just makes me hungry. And the good news is they are still so reasonably priced. They are 10 to the pound and priced at $8.29 per pound. Just think, if you go out to eat and order a hot dog off the menu, you will likely pay more than that for one than 10 at $8.29 per pound across the counter. This week, the KCs are hosting the Burger and Brat Sale out front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Stop by for a burger and fries and or a brat and a beverage. The Knights do such a wonderful job of cooking and serving. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it is our smoked cheddar cheese brats. Stop by this week, stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. Danny, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you priority mail. Hope that you and the wife and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that sound for you?
That sounds great. I appreciate it, sir.
You bet. You bet. Well, talking about these CDs and that, I have to ask you about some of the venues. Are there still some ballrooms to play down in Texas area, or what's it like in that area?
Well, there is, and you know, Polk is still pretty good. It's pretty strong in Texas, especially the festivals.
Okay.
But we do have some, like in Ennis, we have three that are ongoing. They're check halls, and you know, the smallest one's going to hold about 825 people, with the biggest one hold about 1,500.
Okay.
And then we have halls throughout Texas. A lot of them are either KJT or SPJST halls. Those are fraternal organizations.
Oh, sure.
And they built dance halls where they could have their members would have a meeting place, and they're actually Czech organizations.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But we still have some Knights of Columbus halls and things like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we've come up on 5 minutes past the hour of 12, and I usually ask every guest as we get near the end of the program if they have a special memory that they would like to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. And I've heard them all, everything from getting stuck in snowstorms up in this north country to playing for the president's inauguration or all kinds of things. What have you got for us today, Danny?
Nothing really special. I mean, I talked about our tours that we got to go to the Czech Republic. It was a true honor to go and play in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Austria, and watch people enjoy the way we've taken the music from the Czech Republic and that area and play it in the United States. It was a special trip. and also playing the Kennedy Center back in 2014.
Oh, that sounds, yeah, that's pretty neat. That's a fun area down there. So, yeah, good stuff. You bet. Well, very good. Danny, we want to thank you for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do it again. How's that?
That sounds great, Si, and I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so
you
much.
You bet. And we'll play some of your music. I'll get our Central Minnesota fans acquainted with the Ennis, Texas Czech style music. So we look forward to doing that in the next half hour. And again, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But Danny, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds good. Thank you. You have a great day as well. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Danny Zaplatal, our 504th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Danny Zaplatal, Check and Then Some, coming up after this. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks wrapping up there our 504th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Danny Zaplatal from Ennis, Texas, our 504th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. And they do a great job. The band's called Check and Then Some. I've got several CDs that we can play music from here today. And we're going to start out with one called The Old Veterans Polka, Check and Then Some, off of their 2007 A Tribute 10 years of polka music. We'll be right back. Check and Then Some. That's the name of the band, one called the Old Veterans Polka. 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 64, our current temperature here in Albany. Here's a nice Landler tune done by Check and Then Some, one called the Circling Pigeons Landler. And that is the band Check and Then Some, and a nice Landler tune there, one called the Circling Pigeons Landler. 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Music continues, all-time polka style, Czech style. It's one called the Praha Polka. Check and then some. Yes, a nice old-time polka there with one called the Praha Polka. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Music continues. Here's one that they play. It's called Wagon Wheel.
Tennessee, now gotta get a move on before the sun. Hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind.
And that is the group Check and Then Some. And yes, they play all genres, all styles of music. And there's one that you hear where a lot of the local bands play, country bands, rock slash polka bands, Wagon Wheel. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 65 degrees here in central Minnesota as we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me information and starts out by saying, "What a great day today to plan a trip. Weather like this today gets everyone excited about hopping on board one of the Jeannie B's Tours. You can enjoy a one-day vacation tour, minications that are 1 to 3 nights lodging, or an extended 4 to 10 day tour. There are many seats available for the May 20th for Out Your Back Door, a one-day mystery tour that includes sightseeing and a delicious lunch. On May 21st, Jeannie B's heads to the Minnesota Arboretum in Chaska, Minnesota. This day includes Bachman's Floral, the Arboretum, narrated tram tour, special lunch, and 2 mystery stops. Both of these May vacations will be interesting and fun-filled. Call Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581 to make that reservation. Reserve your seats. Now, if the Black Hills of South Dakota are calling, join the group on May 27th for the Deadwood Days. Yes, enjoy all of the must-see sights of the Rapid City Deadwood area. This tour includes ample free time to make it rich in the many Deadwood casinos. This tour also includes one night's lodging at Dakota Sioux Casino in Watertown, South Dakota, and a tour of the Terry Redland Center. Call Jeannie B's today. Join me and my wife, Janet, for this South Dakota adventure. You will find Jeannie B at the upcoming meet and greets for information, door prizes, and treats. That's tomorrow, April 15th. You can meet Jeannie at Jill's Cafe in Richmond from 9 to 10:30 and at Sal's in St. Joseph from 1 to 3. On Tuesday, the 16th, you'll find Jeannie at Delish in Freeport from 9 to 10. Gather your friends and relatives and select the tour destinations for your spring and summer fun. Due to demand, Jeannie B's is offering a second tour for the Colors of New England Rails and Trails Tour that departs October 5th. The Colors of New Hampshire and Vermont, the History of Boston, and the Lobster, Portland, Maine, Bay Cruise, and Beauty of the Ocean Coastline are a sight to see. Once again, call 320-345-1581 to reserve seats on any one of the many Jeannie B's tours. And like Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. That's Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 65, our temperature here in Albany. More music with Check and Done Some. This one, the Champagne Polka. Thank you. Check and then some. Boy, that one has got some snap. The Champagne Polka. Great number there by Check and then some. And again, that is David Slovak, Danny Zaplatal's brother-in-law, on the accordion. Right now, a waltz that Danny mentioned, the Zahori Waltz. Check and then some. Nice waltz tune there by Check and Then Some. That's off their latest CD, their 20th anniversary, and that's one called Getting Better with Age. The waltz, Zahori Waltz. 23 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is 65 degrees in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, the home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the big post on the west side of the road as you're heading north towards Holdingford. You bet. Kevin has a beautiful yard there. Nice place to try out one of those brand new Hustlers. And Kevin has converted the old dairy barn into a showroom, so it's really a spectacle. It's something to see. You'll want to do that. First thing you want to do is give Kevin a call. His number, 320-363-7459. Make sure that Kevin's going to be there when you stop by, because Kevin, of course, like the one-armed bandit, well, he puts in the family farm, and so he's out in the fields this time of the year putting in the crops, and he doesn't want to miss you. So if he knows you're coming, he'll be there, but otherwise he gets all those crops put in. And then, of course, works on all the different machines and setting them up and servicing them. You know, Kevin does repair works in all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. Yes, they do it all there at Kevin's Countryside. Kevin also accepts trades, so if you've got a mower there that's getting a little bit weak, a little tired, you're thinking about getting something new, why not try one of those Hustlers zero-turn lawnmowers? You bet. I did that. I haven't looked back since. Boy, we have two of them now. My wife and I go, and they work so well. Get the lawn cut in just no time at all. And that zero turn is just a really nice feature. So check those out at Kevin's Countryside. Now, Kevin also has the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment as well. So that 56-volt lithium battery that fits on any of these pieces of equipment that Kevin sells, everything from the backpack blower, the handheld blower, the weed trimmer, the weed whacker. He's got chainsaws, push lawnmower, self-propelled chainsaw, pole saw. They're just a edger, just a whole line of attachments, equipment that fit on this Ego system. And I bought one of those, and boy, is it nice. It is so easy to use, strong. The battery is powerful, lasts a long time. Usually get all the weed trimming done on one charge of the battery. So check that out as well. Kevin has those on hand. So, Kevin's Countryside, and you won't find a nicer guy to do business with. Kevin's Countryside, Kevin Mauger, you bet. And the phone number to call again is 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, check him out this week. You bet. Proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And also, be sure and pick up one of those nice brochures at Kevin's Countryside. I got two of them here. One is for the residential mowers, and one is for the commercial mowers. And it gives you all of the stats, what the mowers, how the weight, capabilities and functions and everything. It's all in these brochures. Nice, nice brochures put out by Hustler. You can pick one of those up for free at Kevin's Countryside. 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 65 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections by Czech and Then Some. Another nice Czech polka. Here's one called the Three Yanks Polka. We'll be right back. Check in then some band with one called The Three Yanks Polka. Nice number there. I really like that one. Going to have to wrap up shop here on our musical treat for Dancing Feet for another week. And we're going to do that with a nice Landler tune by Check and Then Some, one called The Falling Apples Landler. Check and then some, one called The Falling Apples Landler. Yeah, one of the old Elmer Scheid recordings sounded like right there. You bet. 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 65 our current temperature here in Albany. And we'll have a look at weather, funeral announcements, and the birthday club all coming your way in just a matter of moments.